Homeless people are repeatedly arrested for public urination. Others have mental health issues that land them in prison. There is a 2-year pilot program underway now in Fulton County to counter these arrests. The initiative is modeled on other cities where it appears to be working. We can talk about that. Moki Macias oversees this program in Fulton County. She is the executive director of the Atlanta Fulton County Pre-Arrest Diversion Initiative. Moki, good morning.
Good morning. Pleasure to be here.
Also with us is Brian McGregor of the Morehouse School of Medicine. He is tracking the progress of the program. Brian, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Moki, let me start with you. Tell me how this program works in an ideal world, right?
Sure. Happy to. First off, I really appreciate that we're starting this conversation right after hearing that story,
yeah, yeah.
Because it's really, it's stories like hers that I think really were the impetus for a program like this, right? Recognizing that people go through unimaginable things. People go through such trauma and come out the other side of it and are able to really put their lives back together. And for most people, the way they're able to put their lives together, again, is because they find some support, right? They have that connection. They have people supporting them, and they have some options. Right?
Yeah, and so, that's not always a given.
That's right.
Usually it's the other way around. Support is hard to come by, right?
That's right. That's right. So that is fundamentally the premise of this program, right? That instead of responding to folks' trauma, instead of responding to unmet mental health needs or to substance use disorder or to people's, simple survival tactics, instead of responding to those with criminalization, with repeated arrest, what if we responded to them with services that were available on the spot? Services that were available, that connection to services that were available at a point of crisis.
Okay, so what kinds of services are we talking about? Give me the guts of this program.
Sure. So let me explain to you how it works.
Sure.
So an Atlanta Police Department officer encounters somebody who, may be sleeping on somebody's stoop, right, or some other quality of life or sort of low-level offense, and they recognize that this is probably related to some other issue going on for somebody, right? They're able to call our care navigation team. We have a 2-person team. They come out. We have a bright yellow van, used to be a taxi. The team comes out and has a conversation with both the individual and the officer and is able to say, listen, we're able to offer you something different today. Have you had a meal today? Have you had something to eat? Just tries to get at what's the kind of basic human need happening, needs that we all have, and then be able to link them to services after that conversation, after getting them settled, getting them a meal for the evening, et cetera. So the model is to link them to care, right? We don't offer direct services ourselves. What we offer is case management and that linkage to care and then follow through and follow up. So we're working with a host of social service partners, whether that's related to emergency shelter or housing, to substance abuse recovery, to mental health support, physical support, a range.
And Brian, I'm curious from your perspective that the benefits of a program like this, because for so many, it's we can understand that people fall on hard times,
Absolutely.
Need help. But there are a number of people who will tell you we just need them off the streets and whatever we need to do if they're committing these quality of life crimes, there needs to be a penalty for that. What do you see as the benefit of a program like this?
So I think that that's a really important question. I think that the way we frame this and describe it and the evidence tells us that this can be a win-win for a lot of different folks definitely the folks we're trying to engage in terms of reducing their criminal justice involvement or eliminating it altogether, improving their health, mental health, behavioral health outcomes, improving their quality of life, but also shifting the culture within law enforcement agencies around how you engage these individuals in these different communities. So the way we look at recidivism, so the way we're operationally defining it within the study is to not only decrease the number of arrests, but also days in jail and time between arrests. So it's important that people are sort of stabilized and able to access the resources that our social service infrastructure and network is able to provide. You know, we think about these things as the social determinants of health, employment, housing, transportation, legal services. All of those things speak to quality of life. And when you, you know, provide these type of supports, people are able to take advantage of them, and you know, they're not committing these quality of life crimes.
And that's Brian McGregor of the Morehouse School of Medicine. Also with us is Moki Macias, Executive Director of Atlanta Fulton County Pre-Arrest Diversion Initiative Program. Moki, I'm wondering, how easy or difficult has it been, is it generally, to get law enforcement buy-in? You need it. You got to have it.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. You know, so the program was really was born from the vision and work of folks that were most directly impacted by this kind of policing. Black trans women really led a lot of the visioning in the beginning because of a response to the way that the black trans community was being targeted in the Midtown neighborhood. That was really the impetus for the program. And we're able to build a strong coalition of allies and supporters, you know, many people that have, you know, had gone through the criminal justice system, many people that have been targeted by this kind of broken windows policing in the past.
Yes.
And so that, you know, it's unique in programs around the country. It's one of the few that was led by a grassroots vision. What has been really phenomenal to watch is the way our criminal justice agencies in the city and in the county have fallen in step with that vision and have responded to it and have brought their own perspective to it, but have really taken this on. And I think it's just been an incredible thing to see that, you know, we know that the folks that are closest to the problem are the closest to the solution. And so, you know, we've seen that within the Atlanta Police Department, that recognition that there's something here that really offers a new tool for officers. So we've had conversation, you know, with many, many frontline police officers by this time. And the reality of it is that most officers that you speak to, they are desperate for another tool. They are so ready to have another tool because they're facing pressure, you know, when they're doing their job.
That's a great point. Great
to get that. People off the paid, you know, get people off the street. But how?
Yeah, right? That's a great point. You know, Brian, I mentioned the necessity of the buy-in of law enforcement on this, but I'm wondering, what are the other challenges of instituting a program like this?
Mm-hmm.
Look, because there are people who find themselves in these difficult straits who, you know, are resistant to this kind of help.
Right.
Is that a challenge?
I think you're going to find that with any group of people, there'll be a percentage who you know, are not ready to take advantage of the services. And I think that's important. I think the Pre-Arrest Diversion Initiative is particularly cognizant of that. One of the techniques that is an important part of the engagement across service providers, the care navigators, is motivational interviewing. And you meet people where they are in their readiness to change. You know, some people aren't ready to stop drinking right away. Some folks are still contemplating it, but there are ways that you can engage those individuals to think about pros and cons. There's a harm reduction focus, which is very much a part of the philosophy that undergirds the entire program. So I think the idea is to reduce harmful consequences and not necessarily focus on just an abstinence-based model. You know, very much at the center of this is health equity. And so, you know, that's a value of the Morehouse School of Medicine, of the Pre-Arrest Diversion Initiative, and that is basically to support programs that create the conditions for people to have improved quality of life.
Moki, what does, and this is for both of you, what does success look like for this program?
Absolutely. So in the near term, it's making sure that the police officers that are interacting with folks the most are using this tool consistently so that particularly for the people who tend to fall through the cracks of programs, right? Folks that have a long history of involvement with the criminal justice system or for various other reasons are, you know, tend to not be accepted into programs or are not getting diverted through other means, right? So that the folks that are being arrested, you know, 20 times in the course of the year. Those are the folks we're really trying to connect with, because we know if we're able to divert that one person who is engaged in so many other activities throughout the year and arrested so many times throughout the year, we're able to reduce a lot of the kind of collateral consequences for the community that person's in, for themselves, and for the cost of the criminal justice system. So I think in the near term, it's absolutely being able to simply, you know, we're talking 75 people a year, right? To get folks that we really need to support, connected to us. And then in the long term, you know, my vision is that at the end of the day, that we develop alternate models to respond to needs in our communities, that it's not frontline police officers that are out there spending most of their day arresting people for being mentally ill.
And Brian?
Yeah, the model that Pat is based on very much resonates with an approach to criminal justice reform that is kind of popular now. And in one term used to describe that is called justice reinvestment. Mm-hmm. You know, we want to maintain and improve public safety. We want to reduce recidivism and improve quality of life for people who are engaged. States, other jurisdictions have realized that it's not effective and it's costing too much to just continue locking folks up. That doesn't create the kind of society that we want. And I think it's important that we have sort of that kind of model being implemented throughout Georgia. Still have a long way to go, but we hope that PAD can, through this pilot project, become a model for what other programs are doing.
Thank you both. Thank you both. Brian McGregor is from the Morehouse School of Medicine, and Moki Macias is the executive director of the Atlanta Fulton County Pre-Arrest Diversion Initiative. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Tony.
Thanks, Tony.